This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. You can be forgiven if you haven't heard of the Hampton, but the ungainly British bomber holds the distinction of flying the first operational sortie of British forces against Germany on the first day of the Second World War. Once the backbone of RAF Bomber Command, it was quickly overshadowed by British Lancasters and American B-17s. Now there's only one complete example left. It's at a small Canadian museum in Langley, British Columbia, just north of Bellingham, Washington. That area has been suffering its worst winter in memory, and the Hampton at the Canadian Museum of Flight was severely damaged by the sheer weight of a recent snowfall. Museum volunteer Jack Meadows tells us what happened.
Well, they've been trying to keep the snow off, and that night when there was nobody about, a very unexpectedly much heavier snowfall than ever appeared. There must have been about 6 inches or a foot of it on the Hampton, and unfortunately the port wing couldn't take the strain and collapsed. And in collapsing, it not only broke off at the roots, but it, of course, in falling, it damaged the left wing tips as well. So it was a pretty disastrous thing, and of course after that there wasn't much to do except clear the snow that was there and work out what's got to be done now.
Okay, well tell us a little bit about the history of this airplane and why it's so rare and so important.
Well, people don't remember, I think, that at the beginning of the Second World War, the Hampton with the Whitley and the Wellington was the equipment of Bomber Command, the main equipment, the so-called heavy bomber fleet. And in fact, Hampton's made the first operational sortie of the war on the afternoon war broke out, looking for the German shipping off the Heligoland Bight. And like the other big bombers, they tried early on in the war to operate in daylight, quickly found out that they were slaughtered and without fighter protection they couldn't possibly operate it. Hence, they all started operating at night. And the Hampton had a very glorious few years. 2V or 3, I think, VCs were one operating Hamptons, night bombing.
So a VC is a Victoria Cross.
The Victoria Cross, yes, which, of course, is the highest decoration you can get in the British Commonwealth. And the Hampton, unlike the Wellington, couldn't be developed. Its design was such that it couldn't go any further. And so by 1942, it was being replaced by Halifaxes and Lancasters, and it had a brief spell doing torpedo dropping on coastal shipping, and then was relegated to training. Now, the particular one we have at the museum, P-5436, was in fact ordered before the war, but by the time it was delivered, or ready for delivery, the Hamptons were no longer needed operationally, so it went straight to 32 Operational Training Unit at Pat Bay on Vancouver Island. And one day, in January the 6th, 1942, in fact, it was doing a practice torpedo drop. And the Hampton had a funny habit of if you turned it too quickly at low speeds, it just went out of control. And this is what happened at a very low level, and it just went straight into the sea. The crew got out quite happily, and by a wonderful coincidence, there was an old Stranraer flying boat passing at the time who saw this happening. And he landed, picked the crew up, they hardly got their feet wet, and took them home. But meanwhile, the Hampton itself sank into about 800 feet of water in Saanich Inlet. And that was that for a while. The museum knew it was there, and in 1985, one of the members ran a company which had a submersible, and they went looking for it. And they discovered it in the end down there. Having found it, they managed to bring it up. This was 1985, of course, which had been underwater for a hell of a long time. They brought it on a barge up to the museum's property and landed it there in really almost in pieces. And then the restoration began. You know, the museum's entirely a volunteer operation. Depends entirely on volunteers, and there was a wonderful chap called Fred Gardam, who almost single-handedly, over the next 20 years, I suppose, slowly put the Hampton together again. Incredible workmanship. and incredible devotion to duty. He finally did it in about 2002, I think. It was finally finished and is on display there. But the point being, it's the only one of its kind, despite that glorious history which it had at the beginning of the war, which is so often forgotten. It's the only one in existence in the world. The RAF Museum at Hendon is trying to piece together another one, but that's going to take a lot of time.
So what's needed to put it back together again?
Well, time and money. The museum volunteers can patch it up all right, but what they'd like to do, if we can find the money to do it, and this is where we'd be most grateful for any help anybody can give us, would be ready to strengthen it and do it, make a much better job of it, so that it can stand up to anything in the future. Although long term, the plans are for a bigger premises at the museum, in which case it can be stored undercover. But until then, it's going to be out in the open again all the time, and so we desperately need to try and stop this thing happening again. So there it is.
If you'd like to help, contact the museum through canadianflight.org. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.